We've got a big bond drive coming up, and I want our county to prove its mettle.
In Greenfield, an actor portrays the late K.H. Seide, editor of the Adair County Free Press in the 1940s, in a scene from the play Bonds of War by Des Moines author John Busby.
K.H. Seide was an incredible editorial writer, and he wasn't just the voice for the people and of the people. He was like a caretaker of the greater community, and he took that responsibility very much to heart and soul. And I think people understood and gave him their full trust, and vice versa.
The Seide family ran the newspaper until last year when they sold it. That's when they commissioned Busby to write a play about the history of Adair County during World War II. Busby researched the era with the help of people like Nancy Gross from Greenfield. She says one of the first things she did for this project was to read Adair County Free Press issues from December 1941.
So I'm moving up to Pearl Harbor Day thinking, okay, blazing headlines here in the Free Press. There was nothing but one little box thing about the draft board. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, World War II is starting here. Well, then second page is K.H. Seide's editorial, which would knock your socks off. And I will say, I've got a big connection. I'm probably very patriotic. My father was killed in World War II in January 31st of 1945. And I was just 2.5 years old. So I have grown up with the war in my background all the time then.
The play has many scenes about the loss of friends and family killed in action.
I can't believe Tommy's gone. I lost a good friend. Marcy lost her husband, and the kids gonna have to grow up without their dad.
The play also deals with the challenges of rationing food, gas, and tires, but not every scene is gloomy. Mamie Lyman injects some enthusiasm and humor into the production. Mamie Lyman was the paper's social reporter. She is played by Brenda Thaden.
When I started talking about the play to other people in town, they would ask me what part I had, and I would say Mamie, and they would all go, oh! I try to kind of burst on the scene and lighten the mood immediately.
Your youngest boy just enlisted, is that right? Now why'd he go and do something like that when he had a perfectly good job waiting for him in the family business?
Oh, you know, Fred, I swear...
Playwright John Busby says small towns across the country had similar experiences to the ones in his play, and he hopes it will inspire people to learn more about hardships on the home front during the war.
The strongest lesson I'm hoping audience members will take from this is while there is someone who is still alive to talk to, or even that next generation down who has a good storytelling capability, capture those stories. Get the essence of who those people were and share it, celebrate it, and pass it on.
When victory finally arrives, the observance should be more reflective than demonstrative.
Bonds of War debuts and closes this weekend in Greenfield's Opera House. Busby says he hopes to revive the play in other communities and is interested in writing more about Adair County's mid-20th century history. In Greenfield, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.